Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Welcome to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast, brought to you by GSMC Podcast Network. I'm your host, Stacey.
And I'm your co-host, Sarah.
And today we're talking about something that sounds really all scientific-y and science-y.
I love science-y, scientific-y topics that I don't understand.
Right? But it's actually not to some extent. It is and then it isn't, and yes. So Okay. Today we are talking about excess post-exercise oxygen consumption. Doesn't that already just sound...
That sounds almost repetitive and also, like, counterintuitive. Like, it negates itself somehow.
I know. It's the X's and the X's.
Yeah. And
there's lots of X's.
Right.
So, yeah. So, we're going to call this... This actually has a couple of different names. It's also known as afterburn. It's sometimes called oxygen debt, although oxygen debt kind of refers to something else. And it's sometimes used by its acronym, EPOC.
EPOC. So
we're going with EPOC today.
I like it. Thank you.
Because it, you know, it just looks like it somehow makes me think of like Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit. Because an epoch, I have no idea.
Oh, see,
why.
I went with Tupac and also epoxy. So if epoxy and Tupac had a baby, you'd get epoch.
Sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Uh huh. Weirdness.
Yep. So epoch is.
Sorry. I'll take a breath. I apologize. For those of you who don't know, Stacey and I also co-host the Weird News podcast, and we record on the same days as Health and Wellness.
Yes.
And I apparently still have the giggles.
We're still in weird. We're always in a weird stage.
Well, we're always weird, yeah.
Yeah. So EPOC is a measurably increased rate of oxygen intake following strenuous activity.
Okay, so now the title kind of makes it sound like this could be a bad thing. Is it a bad thing?
No.
Okay.
And in fact, I found this because I do not remember how I got onto Orange Theory, which is one of those branded exercise fitness places, clubs, mm-hmm. what have you.
Okay.
And Orange Theory goes solely off of this idea, which is that you essentially, if you go really hard intensity because your body's lacking oxygen, it'll burn more calories afterwards to get oxygen. So it's considered usually a good thing. Although, okay. From my... you know, somewhat limited experience, it does not feel fun.
Well,
when you're
no.
at the end of a hard workout, just like, air, how do I get air into my body?
That's right.
It's not working.
And then you get the supposed endorphins and all that good stuff. I'm
right.
sure
so
people
they
are...
tell me.
Yeah.
So the amount of oxygen our body consumes after a round of exercise that's in excess of the pre-exercise oxygen consumption baseline level. That's the slightly Ooh. More... Because, again, science-y. This is a science-y...
Yeah, good reading there.
...episode. I still want to say scientific-y, but I'm not sure why.
I like it.
So, anyways, EPOC is, again, essentially, if you work out really hard, that whole breathless feeling at the end,
mm-hmm.
your body wants to get in oxygen, and so it uses energy to do that. And it's used for a number of things, not just oxygen. So, this also... has to do with hormone balancing and replenishing of fuel stores, cellular repair, reoxygenation of the blood, restoration of circulatory hormones, decrease in body temperature, and then, of course, return to natural breathing and heart rate.
And this is an actual thing. Like, this has been studied and given a name. It's not like some of the things that we talk about that is more anecdotal. This is
right,
a real,
yeah.
like, studied, if science-y.
It is, and it is science-y. But it's unclear how much.
Okay.
So science pretty much agrees, yes, this happens after really hard exercise. But science, and we'll talk about this a bit, doesn't quite agree on what factors of exercise and also how long this lasts. Mm-hmm. But part of that is there hasn't really been a standard set for research on it. And so researchers have sort of just been able to set their own time. Mm-hmm. And so some of them are like, okay, we're going to measure your levels after an hour, 3 hours, 24 hours, 48 hours. And it's like, okay, but, you know, some of those are saying, hey, it goes down after like 30 minutes because they only measured it to a certain time. And then it was like, it's still working 48 hours later. And it's like, no, nah, but
that seems a little extreme. I mean, I'm not saying I know anything, but it just sounds. You know, when I think about this, I'm sure I've been here a little bit when I've worked out hard, but when I think about this, being someone who has asthma, it just makes me nervous. I just think when I start breathing that hard that I need a hit off my inhaler. And, you know, I think that's probably why I was like excessed, you know, oxygen debt. I was like, this all sounds bad to me.
Oxygen debt. Like, but I already have a lot of debt I don't want anymore.
Yeah.
It makes me think of when I was in high school and had to do the stupid mile test every month. At the end of the mile, it's just like, okay, it's done. Okay, fine. I'm going to pass out here.
You know, there's one advantage to being old. I did not have to do the mile test.
I'm very upset right now. Really?
Yeah, I know my nieces have to. We had to run one time around the track, so we had to do a quarter of a mile, and then other things: sit-ups, flexed arm hang, blah blah blah.
I am so
climb the rope
upset because I've had to run a mile since middle school.
And
we didn't even have my middle school didn't even have a track. It was connected to a park, and so it was this like circuit they created to go through the park like two or three or four times, and I was just like.
At least it was maybe pretty?
No.
Oh.
I mean, I saw it every day, so after a while, no, it wasn't.
I would imagine it was more pretty than just the standard track, but I could be wrong.
Yeah, well, it depends on your track. My high school track wasn't great, so yeah, it was prettier than that. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we need to move on, because I am very upset about that. I'm going to write my congressman or something.
I'm going to get, when we take a break, I'm going to see if I can get Stacey some therapy.
Right. I am traumatized by the mile. But so anyways, even though it's unclear from science, timing-wise, how long EPOC lasts, the numbers, the percentage of it, has been somewhat settled on.
Okay.
So it's usually the numbers you get are somewhere between like 4 and 15%. And 15% is considered like the high end. Like, don't assume, you know, if you go do a HIIT workout, you're going to burn 15% calories after that workout.
Okay. So that's 15% like more than you would normally burn just at kind of resting rates or?
No. What? So it's of the amount you burn during the workout.
Oh, then 15%.
Yes.
Additionally on top of. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
So if you only did a moderately intense workout, 15% of that. If you did a really high intense workout, 15% of that.
So if I burned, and I'm just going to make a really low number to make math easy. If I burned 100 calories, in theory, then I would burn 115 calories with EPOC.
Right.
Total.
You'd burn 15 calories after the workout in however long time period EPOC is supposed to last.
I'm
going to
guess that I'm not going to get into EPOC at burning 100 calories, but, you know, math.
Yeah.
It's easier.
If you burn 1,000 calories during your workout, you would then burn 150 calories during period.
Adding decimal points.
EPOC period. Again, makes me, it just sounds like either something Lord of the Rings Hobbitish or history class.
Exactly. That, you know, there are epochs or epochs or however you pronounce that word. I've heard it many different ways.
Epoch period is probably like redundant.
Then. Probably.
But yeah, I really like that word. So anyways, another use of epoch is to actually increase metabolism. Mm-hmm. And this is, you hear this a lot with like workout, I was going to say workout people.
Yeah.
Fitness instructors will say that a lot. Like, or almost any health thing, you know, if you work out, it helps increase your metabolism. I think they're really just trying to make me do things I don't want to.
But
that's really what it is.
That's the carrot, the dangling carrot that you're supposed to follow.
Right, exactly.
It'll increase your metabolism.
Like, they're all slightly sadist or something, and they want to see me be miserable. But it'll increase your metabolism. Yeah, but misery.
Misery.
Misery, metabolism, how do I balance that? I don't know. So while I try and figure that out and Sarah tries to comfort me from my mile trauma, we're going to take a short break, so stay tuned.
Still on the search of that one true love? On the limbo in this crazy world of dating, marriage, relationships? Well, Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Relationship Podcast, your one-stop podcast for everything about relationships.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. Today we are talking about EPOC, or the Excess Post-Exercise Oxygen Consumption.
At least they made it an easy, simple acronym, not like what we were talking about the other day with the dash and the dash and the
right, dash,
the,
dash.
The dash of the dash.
Jack, Jack. But yeah, so the interesting thing about EPOC, even though a lot, like seriously, this came up so much, was EPOC and HIIT workouts. So much like connected together.
EPOC and what workouts?
HIIT. H-I-I-T.
I thought you said HIIT, but then I thought maybe you could have said HIP. And I was like, what are HIP workouts? I mean,
HIP workouts.
Yeah.
Because it's a HIP EPOC period.
HIP flexors. Yeah. Okay. HIIT workouts.
HIIT. Yes. So, but studies actually show that the EPOC effect exists after both anaerobic and aerobic exercise.
Okay.
It depends on specifics, but it's not one or the only. One or the only. One or the other only.
Mm-hmm.
So research, and there's a number of studies that have done this, for exercise regimens of comparable duration and intensity, aerobic exercise burns more calories during the exercise itself, but then anaerobic exercise burns more during the EPOC phase. Again, relative to, you know, what the intensity was. So if right. you did a aerobic exercise that, using Sarah's math, burned 100 calories, was that like a 2-minute aerobic exercise?
Or you can burn 100 calories probably sitting and reading a book.
Right. Or an anaerobic exercise that burned 100 calories. Well, that actually, it kind of doesn't work because aerobic would be burning more in the amount. So right. if I did one for like 10 minutes, aerobic, I burn more. Let's say I burn 110 doing aerobic versus 100 anaerobic. These numbers are probably not specifically correct. We're just using simple math. Fine, I would burn 110 while doing aerobic, but I would burn more. I'd get to that actual 15 maybe after the anaerobic, where with the aerobic, I might only get 6% or 8% or something like that. Sorry, math people. I know right. we just totally, completely did not explain that properly at all.
It's okay.
We tried.
But for those of you who, you know, maybe don't like math, we tried to simplify it for you.
We did, yes. And in a 1992 Purdue study, results showed that high-intensity anaerobic type exercise resulted in a significantly greater magnitude of EPOC than aerobic exercise of equal work output. Significantly.
Significantly.
Which, again, is why this gets tied so much to HIIT, because a lot of that is definitely anaerobic, and I did it like once and I was like, I'm going to die. There is no oxygen in this room whatsoever. That's not real, but yeah. So anyways, the other thing about EPOC, besides you can do it both aerobic and anaerobic, is that the EPOC effect has been shown to increase with the intensity of the exercise as well as the duration, but there's a stronger increase from increasing the intensity. There's more of a correlation between intensity and EPOC than between duration and EPOC.
Okay.
So you have to go harder, not longer. Which, you want to go longer?
Maybe. I mean, longer at lower intensity sounds better for my knees.
I mean, yeah, that's my problem too. So I'm like, yeah, but I can't do all that high impact stuff. But I'd also really love, you know, a 20-minute workout as opposed to an hour one.
Well, yes. I mean, there's definitely pros and cons either way. I was just thinking of my knees.
Oh, poor Sarah's knees. My knees too, actually. So poor the knees in our studio currently. But
studio knees.
And hip epoch periods. All sorts of the body getting thrown in here for no reason. But studies that have compared intermittent and continuous exercise consistently show a greater epoch response for higher intensity intermittent exercise. So you want to go high intensity, anaerobic, intermittently. I think.
Okay.
Again, hit.
So is this like when my father was telling me about doing, like, I don't even remember exactly what it was. It was push-ups or something. You did something really quick and it got your heart rate up, and then you did something else that lowered your heart rate.
Kind of.
And you kept doing that, like, in short spurts.
Actually, possibly, yes.
Because I think I may have glazed over during that talk. Sorry, Dad.
Sorry, Sarah's dad. Because actually, several forms of exercise have been recommended for maximizing EPOC, including tempo training, interval training, which it sounds like is what your father was talking about, heavy resistance training, circuit training, and strength training.
Okay.
So I had to look up the difference between tempo and interval because I'm like, but what? And, huh? And tempo, it seems, is actually referring to a lot of weight lifting, but changing the tempo as you do the weight lifting.
Really?
Yeah. Which I'm not sure how you do, but also, like, the weight machines kind of scare me.
Like, you know, my husband came home from the gym, may have been this morning, I don't know, and he was talking about this machine that he didn't know the name of it, so he just called it the butt blaster machine.
The butt blaster?
Because it works your butt. Uh-huh. And I was like, you know, the gym would be much more fun if the machines were like carnival rides. They had big splashy names. And yeah, also told me in better detail exactly what they were.
And how to use them.
And how to use them.
Those pictures on the side, not necessarily that helpful. And then I just feel like all the, you know, really pumped people who totally know what they're doing are standing staring there judging me.
Yeah, exactly.
What's this noob doing on my machine?
They probably aren't. They're probably paying attention to their own selves.
And their form.
Exercising. Something. But I'm just convinced that everybody is mocking me at the gym.
Yeah. It feels that way too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's found that circuit training and heavy resistance training with short rest intervals tend to have a significant EPOC effect, but research has shown that resistance training can provide a greater EPOC effect than running at a steady speed. Hmm. So again, with the, you know, harder, not longer. I feel like that's similar to some saying, and now I can't think of what it would be.
Some saying?
Yeah. Like oh, smarter, not smarter,
work
not harder.
Smarter, not harder?
Yeah. So instead, actually work out harder. Not longer. Work smarter, which not harder, and then harder, not like, yeah. We're sending conflicting messages.
We are, dang it.
Yeah. But, like, I like this idea, but at the same time, I also kind of don't like this idea, because during those, like, I've tried to do that, where it was, you know, walk and run, alternating walk and run, and they found that for best results, a 2-to-1 work-to-rest ratio works best. So, like, if you're gonna walk for 30 seconds, run for a full minute.
Oh, okay.
I so never want to get back to the hard section. Right. Ever.
You're like, this walking is nice.
It's like, are you sure? I don't think it's been, I think we still have like 3 times as much time.
Right.
I think it's too soon. Why do I have to do this again? Like, why are you teasing me? You know.
So basically, if you're gonna work out with Stacey, don't ever let her have the watch.
Right.
Because she'll be like, no, it's exactly. Only been 10 seconds, really.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I work much better with someone to push me. Me pushing myself, not so much. I'm like, but I can just sit there and read. The pushing, why do we have to push? No pushing.
Yeah. I understand.
So clearly, don't put me in charge of the workout period if you actually want to have anything result from it. But yeah, so a lot of these are more, because you're changing so quickly, I think they tend to be more anaerobic than aerobic, although I always was a little confused on how you could ever be anaerobic for any period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Since anaerobic is, you know, obviously without oxygen. And so it is more of that, you know, short, quick, whatever movements, as opposed to the longer ones where you're breathing.
Right.
Like if you wanted to, what is that, kettlebell lift pump? Yeah. That thing they quickly pull the kettlebell up. There was a name, and I've heard it. I just don't remember what it is.
Now that you've got me on lift, bell, pump, whatever, and I can't think of what it actually is.
But that quick, you know, lift to the kettlebell, I believe, is anaerobic. Because you're quickly... And that's the sound you make, of course.
Of course.
But then longer aerobic things aren't listed here as much because, again, anaerobic gives you a greater EPOC effect. After the fact, after,
you know,
the exercise.
I'm just proud of myself when I work out and get something, you know, when I actually work out, get moving, you know, like,
right.
And so while I understand the benefits of this and how mm-hmm. many people do want to maximize their workout and get that 15% extra, I'm like, 15%.
Right? Yeah, what's that 15%?
I worked out. I feel good.
I mean, you get anything, I think, if you so long as you work out.
Yeah.
Though, again, unless it was, like, so peaceful and simple that you might as well have not been moving. Right.
I mean, if you're doing yoga but all you're doing is corpse pose, maybe you're not,
not getting a good workout.
A nice nap, but...
Yeah. But, like, so, for example, my grandmother belonged to Curves for many years, which Curves does a sort of circuit training thing where they have different machines in a circle, and then each, I don't know, is it 3 minutes or whatever.
Right.
You're supposed to change the machine.
Doesn't Planet Fitness do that too? Is it Planet Fit?
Do they?
I don't know. But
I don't know either.
It's somewhere else, I think, that I could be wrong, but I know Curves does it. So
yeah. And that actually looked interesting to me because, A, again, I'm not pushing myself. There's the person with the timer who's like 3 minutes next machine.
Right.
But then also it's easier to, instead of doing walk run, which just feels never ending, if it's like, okay, I only have to go through this machine for 3 minutes and then I don't have to like come back to this machine for like 8+ machines, that feels easier to do somehow than if it's like, oh man, and after this next walk, I have to run again. And then after that next walk, I have to run. Oh, it's a never ending torture. Like I need it to quickly change so I cannot focus on how hard this feels.
So you like, you definitely like to change it up a lot.
Yes.
You know, when I first heard about Curves, I had this image in my head that it was just really a circuit. It was a circle of machines and there was a finite number. And I remember thinking, do you have to like jump in, like jump rope? I mean, do you have to wait for someone to exit the circuit? Yeah, I was really sort of literal about the whole thing.
I mean, I think you do if there's everyone's on a machine.
Right, but I really had it like one machine per circuit, all in a circle, and you just went around the circle and hoped someone would get off and let you on at some point.
Oh, Sarah's so adorable.
Oh, I don't even... I'm going to pretend I was really young when I heard about Curves.
So while we pretend that we don't have a general idea of Sarah's age, we're going to take another break, so stay tuned.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast. We haven't really changed Sarah's age, but we don't know it. Nobody knows it. That's the truth we're going with.
Sometimes I'm old, sometimes I'm not. Really just depends.
Sarah's like Doctor Who.
Oh, I love it.
Yes. So anyways, more tips for EPOC. For best results using strength training, they say you should focus on compound exercises that target multiple large muscle groups, which again just makes me think of that kettlebell pump, lift, whatever that is called.
Going to look it up.
We really should have, yeah.
I should have looked it up during the break. Sorry.
She was becoming young. That takes a lot out of you.
It does.
But also that if you're working out at around 70 to 80% of your maximum heart rate will deliver the greatest EPOC effect. But then, you know, you have to find a way to do that that doesn't involve the gym machines because those are often almost always wrong.
Mm.
Like the... I don't know so much about the heart rate, but especially for, like, calories burned, because they're, you know, calibrated to someone who's probably not your size.
Probably, right.
Going based off of that.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, hey, I burned 800 calories. Probably burned like 350.
Kettlebell swing? Is that what you were looking for?
No. That keeps like you coming put up. It over your head. I totally did it, but I don't remember what it is called.
I'll keep looking. There's. I'm on a page that says 22 kettlebell exercises, so.
Well, we hopefully get to it at that point. Ooh, kind of like that. What is that?
What is what? Let's see.
The sumo high pull?
Kettlebell lunge press.
Lunge press. Kind of. A press. So like a dynamic press or something. Yes, that. Similar to that. Sorry. A little off topic there, but man, that was bugging me. Anyways, it's also been found that over time, high intensity workouts can increase your body's ability to use oxygen for energy. So that as you go along, you won't feel as out of breath as you did when you first did it, which I understand. Because like the first time I ever ran a mile, it was just like, this is the worst thing ever. Mm-hmm. And by the end of like middle school, I was like, this is still really, really terrible, but not necessarily the worst thing ever.
I don't think I'm dying quite as much as I did the first time.
Right, exactly. I might actually survive this one where I had no expectation of that at all in sixth grade. But yeah. So it's also been demonstrated that there are large individual differences in EPOC. And this is partly where that, you know, 4-15% number comes in.
Right.
But that's also due to intensity. But even if, you know, you and I both went and did a HIIT workout, our EPOC numbers would probably be very different because we're different.
Right.
So two people who do the exact same workout are actually quite likely to burn different amounts of calories both during and after the session based on differences such as gender, age, physiology, training status, and lifestyle factors like diet, sleep, and stress. So even with all that, that's partly why it's very hard to know
right
how much EPOC and how long EPOC, because we're all so different. So Sarah might have an EPOC of like 4 hours and I have an EPOC of like 20 minutes.
What is the EPOC?
Oh, man, we really like words and words inside words.
Word nerds is what we are.
We are, because we like to read a lot, so that kind of just goes with the territory.
That's what we do.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. So, yeah, so EPOC just kind of happens, period. There's not much you need to do to make it happen, but if you want to
maximize it or, yeah.
Go harder, if you can. And if not, I guess you have to go longer, which sucks.
But with everything, also be safe. Don't just because you want to, you know, reach certain goals, don't be crazy about your workouts, please.
Have patience.
Yeah, it's not going to happen overnight.
But I think this is also really helpful because it's, you know, generally recommended that if you feel like you've hit a plateau, to sort of up your either intensity or duration to actually continue seeing changes in your body, because eventually your body's like, I know how to do this.
Right.
I'm good. I don't have to stress about this.
Exactly.
And it's like, yeah, but body, I still want it to be, you know, losing weight or gaining muscle or something.
Or something. And then you have to change it up so that you're using different muscles. And those muscles are like, whoa,
wait a minute. I was on break. What are you doing?
Excuse me. I was happy where I was.
Exactly. Yeah. So, but that would also, you know, most likely increase your EPOC, at least for a period of time until you're oxygen endurance comes back to, okay, I know how to do this.
Right.
Again, never ending cycle. You need to trick me into this so I don't recognize that it's never ending. And I think it's almost, I just need to get over that hill that never comes.
You remember that day that I wanted complete nutrition in a peanut butter cup?
Yeah.
I want complete exercise in, I don't know.
A pill.
Or, you know, reading.
Yes.
My eye muscles are the strongest in my body.
Oh, why? Seriously, some crazy inventor person, get on that. I would love you.
Think of the advantages. So people much. With mobility issues, it'd be awesome.
Yeah. And on that very wishful note, we're going to end for today. Thank you for listening to the GSMC Health and Wellness Podcast.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Health and Wellness Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.